You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we take you down to Grand Isle, one of the really popular places to visit, particularly this time of the year, early summer. Usually turns on before most of the other areas, and Captain Darryl Carpenter's in the middle of it. Darryl, what's going on the island this morning?
Well, Don, the first thing I can tell you is you can take that weather forecast. You got to tear it up and throw it in the garbage can because they sure missed it down here this morning.
It ain't happening for you. What's the winds down there?
It's been a steady 15 all morning. It acts like it might want to try to calm down, you know, the last few minutes, but it's been a steady 15 all morning, south, mostly south, southwest. It's presented itself, you know, I mean, and it's been that way all week. It's made it a very challenging operation here lately. The river's dropping, the water's trying to clean up, but with these strong tides and this high wind, we're getting, you know, we're getting some resistance to it. You're having to really spend some time and ride around and try to find some fish and try to find some clean, you know, good clean water, but it hadn't been an easy task. It's not the normal Grand Isle where you just jump in the boat and you go hit, you know, Independence Reef or something like that, and, you know, you can be guaranteed a day, so to speak. You're having to work for them. It's a lot of fishing, some catching.
Yep.
I mean, it's just been tough, and that's where you gotta start putting those skills to work. You know, you gotta become the entertainer and make them realize that it's an experience and it's a memory that you're making, not necessarily sitting there just bringing 100 trout back.
Yep, that's what makes those trips so sweet, is because there are some that not so good and a little bit disappointing, but any day on the water is a better day in the office. I saw that someplace. Darryl, you've been in business now for quite a few years. You've been reporting on this show for a number of years. For young people aspiring to be successful charter captains, what advice can you give them?
Well, Don, I mean, you know, it's challenging these days with all this social media, these instant book things and stuff like that. But I've always been, you know, I don't want somebody booking me on a computer. I want to talk to that customer. I want to know what their expectations are. I want to know what I need to gear up for and make sure that we're going to understand what their wishes and try to fill it. So I would have to say it's, you know, for me, it's always been about being honest with them. Like today, it's windy. These guys are showing up. Well, they haven't shown up yet, but we got word that they're still hungover. so, you know, it's be honest with them. I mean, you're showing up here still drunk from last night. It's a windy day. It's tough. You know, so as long as your expectations are set right, we're getting in the boat and we're going fishing. You know, just clear communication with a customer. Learn the entertainment aspect of it, because the fish and Mother Nature are not always going to cooperate. And, you know, be honest with your people. You know, if you set the expectations too daggum high on days like today, then you're bound for disappointment. And that breeds hard feelings.
Yeah, I guess what you're saying is under-promise and overproduce. That's the way to handle that. As far as somebody getting into it, what do you think it takes to start up a fishing business?
Well, these days, it's pretty much, unless you've got, the secret to the charter business these days is having the entire, if you look at all your big outfitters, the secret to it is having the lodging and the meals and the catering and everything with it, because that's where your profit margins are, point blank. So it's don't come into this thinking that you're going to retire on it. And, you know, not in today's world. Make sure you got a good business plan going and look to try to expand as you go. You know, get your foot in the door and try to expand as you go to include the entire package, because in today's corporate world and today's economy, that's what it's all moving to. So, you know, everybody's got to start out somewhere. Start slow, but just know that you got a significant investment. Like I just heard Kirk and him say, plan on working 80 hours a week. And, you know.
Yeah, 8 days a week and 36 hours a day is what he said. So that's pretty much it. All right, Daryl, thanks again. We appreciate you being on and giving some advice to maybe some people that they can start up, or maybe some who will be prevented from making a mistake and thinking they're getting into a business, which they're going to do nothing but have fun and fish, and it's really all about customer service. Somebody wants to get you, Daryl, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site at Real Screamers.
Got realscreamers.com, where we've got, you know, most of the information involving our trips and so forth. Or, like we just talked about, pick up the phone. It's 225-937-6288. And, you know, Don, something I've said for years, if your charter captain don't have 15 minutes to talk to you, what makes you think he's got 8 hours to spend on the boat with you?
Hey, that's a good one. Thanks again, Daryl. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, my man. Thank you. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.